I thank the distinguished representative of the Russian Federation. I will consult with the Secretariat and the rules of procedure before passing my ruling. I'm ready to pass my ruling. The distinguished delegate of the Russian Federation is indicating that in this agenda item, we are making drafting suggestions, and that we are engaging, that this engagement should only be held amongst high contracting parties, if I understand it correctly. On the other hand, what I have here in the rules of procedure is that both the United Nations organs and intergovernmental organizations, on the one hand, in Rule 47, and the ICRC on Rule 48, is that their expertise and their views are relevant to our proceedings. I believe that since this report has been issued as a public document, I believe that they can expose their views, but perhaps not engaging directly with member states. They have made a presentation under Article 5 yesterday about their considered perceptions of how the discussions are going, and actually they might, when the time is ripe and in the right agenda item, they might also wish to share their views about the draft report that is public. So with that, my ruling is that we will provide an opportunity for all international organizations, intergovernmental organizations, members of the civil society, to address different portions of our report, to present their overall views about them. And they could actually send recommendations, but without engaging with the high contracting parties. So if this is the case, and if the representative of the European Union is kind enough to agree with our ruling, we would, by the end of the meeting, reopen agenda item 5 and provide the distinguished representative of the European Union and any other representatives of international organizations or intergovernmental organizations to share their general considerations about our report. This is my ruling. Distinguished representative of the Russian Federation.